Reedy dee da dee da dee dee. Reedy dee da dee da dee dee. Boom. On this episode of Ink Master, three middle-aged comics take part in one of the oldest bonding traditions known to man.
Oh, cool. We're going to spit in each other's mouths?
What? No, what?
I read that cavemen would do that as honor bonding.
And he's talking about tattoos.
Oh, we're going to get tattooed.
That's right! What the dupa, what the dupa?
We're getting big, no worries, our next test has a king. What the qualities say? We're getting big, no worries, our next test has a king. What the qualities say? We're getting big, no worries, our next test has a king. What the qualities say?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Grolic Saves the World. Normally, this is when I would do some very clever intro, and you'd be like, oh, I'm delighted to be listening to this podcast once again. I'd let you know that I'm Adam, and I'm here with Ben and Andrew.
Yes.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges. However.
Yes, Adam. Yes.
The wheels have already come the fuck off.
Yes, they have, Adam. Yes, they have.
There have been behind the scene antics and drama that I'm going to do my best to bring you up to speed on. But frankly, I'm so disgusted already at how it's gone that I don't know if I'm going to be able to. That's why my man Ben is here to get my back.
I'm here to prop you up, bud.
And what's so disappointing is that Andrew was having a banner year on Grolic Saves the World.
Yes, he was.
Andrew had brought two consecutive challenges. We were like, who's this new guy? What's this 2023 attitude? We were loving the energy Andrew was bringing to the podcast.
Yes.
And that's when I decided, let's celebrate this with a bonding exercise. Let's all go get tattooed together to kind of really affirm this friendship in the direction that I thought Andrew was pushing it.
Yes. Yes.
And there is a precedent because, Ben, you have this already. Ben, you took
Ben
the flag.
Has it on his knuckles.
Yes, I have them on my thumb knuckles, like on my thumbs.
Right.
I have a couple little symbols, something dainty, something nice, something that looks good in a dress shirt.
Something borrowed, something blue.
Yes.
Is that what you told the artist when you were getting your thumbs done? I want to pair these up.
Andrew, we're not talking to you. We're not talking to you, Andrew.
No one's talking to you.
Shut your stupid mouth.
Okay.
The Grolic, for those who don't know, is in a newspaper comic when there's a swear word and they don't want to write it, they put ampersand, asterisk, exclamation point. That's a Grolic. That's what we named ourselves after. And so Ben's got some little symbols that look like a
swear word.
I've
got the ampersand. I've got the hashtag. I got an at sign. I got the exclamation point.
I've always thought that's cool. And I thought, hey, why don't we go, Andrew and I'll get those as well. We'll figure out something Ben can do. It'll be a Grolic. Pledge allegiance to one another.
Do you know who else thought this idea was a great idea?
Who?
Andrew.
Oh!
Andrew actually liked this idea.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he in fact agree to this idea?
He did indeed. He liked this idea. And in fact, Ron, producer Ron, he's nodding his head. He's like, yes, Andrew did say that.
So I posited this challenge idea. We all get Grolic tattoos together. Very simple. Andrew said yes. Now, Andrew, we're prepared to let you speak.
I'm thrilled. What do you need?
You fucking
do
asshole.
You remember
you
saying, yes, I will get a Grolic tattoo? Do you remember that?
Yeah, this is fascinating audio. I changed my mind. I don't want a Grolic logo tattoo. I want a different tattoo.
Okay.
That's the drama. I never said I wouldn't get a tattoo. I just said I didn't want a Grolic tattoo on my body.
But could we, Adam, do you want to get that Southern prosecutor voice you do so well?
Now, Andrew, at the time, you were bedridden, you say? You were bedridden?
Now, you have said on several occasions that you were delirious. You were delirious with a fever that night. Now, is there any record of such fever having occurred or wrecked your body? Now, Andrew, can I ask you, why did you say you would participate in getting a Grolic tattoo?
Yeah. And then change, you're hurting our feelings,
and then
Andrew.
Change your mind.
You're hurting our feelings.
I thought, okay, yeah, I'll get a Grolic tattoo. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, where on my body do I want to get a Grolic tattoo?
Naturally.
And I was like, there's kind of like no place I want a Grolic. Truly, the only two places I think a Grolic tattoo would look cool are the knuckles, because they fit great there. Or like the inside of like a bottom lip. That would be like, oh, that's
those are the only two places.
But
you are
and I'm not getting
solid.
A tattoo
Andrew,
in
we're
either,
prepared
of
to
those
accept
places.
Either of those. You can do either of those.
I'm not doing either of those. I'm not getting those tattoos.
They'd look fine on your wrists. Just like a couple little symbols just across your wrist.
No, I don't.
Or on the back of your shoulder, like a dude at a, you know what I mean?
That was what I thought. I was like, I'm going to get on the back of my shoulder blade. I'll never see it. It'll just be back there. And I'm
What are you talking about? Why don't you want to sear it?
Tattoo.
A throwaway. Two of your best friends.
Throwaway tattoo. That's where the shoulder blade tattoos are. That's a throwaway tattoo.
You've shared personal achievements and career achievements unlike... We've been there for the majority of the shit in your life. You've been there for us. We're bonded together. You're going nowhere without us. You take us everywhere and vice versa. Why not get us a tattoo as a little homage to your besties?
No,
What's wrong with that?
Is it feels, I was like, this feels like getting a tattoo of a band I'm in. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get a tattoo of my own band.
Yeah, because the band you were in would suck,
Andrew. Yeah, you were terrible. You guys were problematic, too. Because you brought in a singer who was charismatic, but had a lot of really, really like problematic thoughts on the world like, and health.
It sounds like you're projecting.
Weird riff Ben's going down.
Yes, I'm
Andrew,
that guy.
So I was like, I'll get a tattoo. I just want to get a different tattoo.
No. When I proposed this challenge, I thought it would be a simple team building thing. We have been working together as a group for decades. You often see, you know, in like the Metallica documentary, they're going to therapy together. It's like, this is a group dynamic. Inevitably, there's tensions
and
we really maintained for years, and I'm proud of us. And I thought, what a cool exercise to go get tattooed together. It'll be kind of good for the team. And you were down, and now you're just like, well, I'll just get another tattoo.
We are getting tattooed together. I'm just not pledging the frat.
The whole thing, Andrew. We're getting I'm getting another Grolix tattoo. Now, yes, people out there are saying, Ben, you're covered in dog shit. It doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
And
that is one point.
It is. I get that. You know, I don't even know where I was going with that. I am covered in a lot of dog shit.
And you're out there. Okay, saying, Ben, let the
record reflect Mr. Roy has pointed the finger back at himself and all his shitty, shitty tattoos.
That was amazing.
Let the record reflect.
I do. I guess, Andrew, I guess the problem I have is you not wanting something on your body permanently is not a reason to not get a tattoo. That's never been a reason. As you can see, that shouldn't stop
you. What I was trying to say. Everyone has a different idea about tattoos. You've got the same attitude as a seventh grader's notebook who has extreme ADHD. That's how you treat your skin. That's fine. Adam, on the flip side, very curated bird tattoos. Adam has flown across the country to get specific bird tattoos from a very specific person. I am kind of in between those lines. My first tattoos I got in South Aurora, I walked into the shop and I was like, I'm not leaving until I get a tattoo. And I picked some kanji off the wall that the wall said meant do the best in whatever you decide to do. But actual Japanese speakers debate whether it means scholar or worm or maybe some kind of weird combination like bookworm or something.
Worm scholar.
And I'm like, you're telling me a guy named Jim who tattoos in South Aurora doesn't know what Japanese kanji means? I find that hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some tattoos that I guess I regret what they are. I at the time I was like, oh yeah, this is fun and whatever, but like, would I get them removed? No, but I've always wanted to get them like absorbed into like a larger piece. And then I got good tattoos. I went out and I got specific tattoos that I wanted and that I was like, oh yeah, this is like more what I want. And so when I was sleeping on this, I was like, I don't want this Grolix on my body.
So what are you gonna get?
I'm getting a gecko around my ankle that says namaste, okay?
And I know how important
and that is
image.
Actually the only okay substitute.
Yeah.
And it, no, I'm kidding.
Our little gecko is what we call you. We've always called you our little gecko. Because
that's because when you try to catch me, my tail comes off.
And to sell us insurance.
There's a tattoo I wanted to get for quite a while. It's actually a drawing that my kid did when they were very little, and I've had it on my fridge for years and years and years. Even when I moved, you know, I pack it up and I put it on the fridge again, and I always like seeing it. And I've always thought, like, I should get this tattooed because one day this paper will crumble away or I'll spill something on this or something. And I should get this.
What a shitty tattoo. Commemorated. You fucking dumbass.
So it's a little doodle that my kid did that that always makes me happy. Sorry, I'm such a villain. I'm not getting Beetle Bailey cuss words on my forearm, you piece of shit.
As Andrew pointed out, I have very curated. I have like birds all over my body that I've found these two artists that I like, and I alternate getting tattoos from them. This Grolix tattoo to me is so insignificant and cool and personal to what I've done in my life that I'm actually proud of that I don't mind melding it in somewhere on my body.
Are you going to make it so like a bird is saying it? Are you going to put it like above
yes,
a bird?
The bird
like,
saying fuck.
Oh, fuck.
The bird now right, says fuck.
I like it. Cool.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's fine. I have no problem with it. But I just want to, you know, we've been really going hard at Ben for sunning his asshole through a window.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And that and has been the
it
theme.
It was fun.
And that, it's been a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of fun with you, Andrew, but I want you to know the fun is over, and the fun is passed over to Ben,
okay.
And you're now in
I'll
the fucking doghouse.
If that's the trade-off to not getting a tattoo I don't want for a podcast challenge, I'll accept that. I'm ready.
No, it's a friendship challenge that you're failing.
Oh, you are
it's
so
a
fucking
friendship
principled.
Challenge that you're failing.
You're so fucking principled, Andrew. What about yep. what you've done to your face? Huh? What about
the
that?
The septum piercing rules, asshole.
No, my first tattoos, one of them I got, it was actually my second one, in a trailer from a man called Tattoo Man.
That's great. That's great marketing.
And that was spelled T-A-T, the number two, and then man, because he managed to fit it on a license plate. So that's how
Tattoo
he came out of his
man.
Name. And just Tattoo Man, get this, everybody listening, he didn't what? Didn't change his needles. Thank
oh
you
God.
So much. So I got my second tattoo with needles that had just been put into a crock pot, into a pressure cooker. It was dangerous, but I don't have hepatitis. Thanks, everybody. I limboed under that virus limbo stick. So I don't give a fuck what I put on my body.
Yeah, Ben is covered in tattoos and... Some are great, some are shitty.
Ben has gotten tattoos for shows, yeah. Which is cool. I have no problem with that. Like I said, everyone is different with their tattoo attitudes. Their tattoo,
tattitudes.
I
got tattitude, bud. I got tattitude.
So the challenge has completely morphed, and I needed to let the listener know about that. It is now the Grolix Go Get Tattooed Together. It will still be a bonding experience. However,
no, the challenge will be the Grolix Go Get Grolix Tattoos, and Andrew doesn't complete the challenge, and he will be ridiculed as such. That is the challenge. So okay. Today.
And can I just take a break to apologize to the listener who is shattered at this revelation. I'm sorry. Truly, you deserve
you're gonna
more.
Hear it on Patreon and
better.
On Twitter. You know it.
Well, the good news is producer Ron has gone out. He's located a tattoo studio here in Denver. It's woman-owned, immigrant-owned, huge supporters of the local Denver comedy scene, Moshroom Studios. We're going to go get tattooed there. It's going to be epic.
It's a great, great tattoo shop. They really excel at like this very fine line, black and gray work. They're amazing artists. Check their stuff out.
Ben and I will double down. We'll get cool tattoos of our comedy group that we're proud of and that's accomplished a lot and that continues to put out cool stuff all the time. And Andrew, you'll just get a doodle from the past. Congrats on that.
Thanks.
Yeah, cool. That's great. Get a second tattoo for your kid because you've already got one. I've only got one for... No, I've got four for Milo. But you've got time on your own
Ben,
to catch up.
Hey, maybe Ben and I should get this one, too. Maybe we should get one of
we
Andrew's
should get
well.
Jupiter's tattoo on us as well so that Jupiter
that's
sees...
how we meet in the middle.
That Jupiter sees it's not all that important to Daddy.
Can you imagine if Andrew goes and shows them, here's the tattoo, and then you and I come in, we got them, too. My dances if I flex my bicep.
The best part is I'm not entirely sure Jupiter really likes us at all.
They think it was cool.
So,
they think it was weird and cool.
Okay, let's just get out of this first act. I can't talk to Andrew anymore. Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens live the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. It's a live show.
Yep.
You can get your tickets now. And oh my God, this next comic, groundbreaking. One of those comics that influenced everybody. And I think, you know, this was a tough get. It's me!
I'm what? Brendan Schaub's opener, Ben Roy?
Fuck you, Adam. Fuck
we
you.
We can get him?
Shut up, you fucking asshole. We're going to listen to some live stand-up comedy from me. And when we return, we're going to be tattooed, screwed, and lewd, dudes. Hey, why don't you stay tuned?
People who know me or who listen to our podcast, The Grolic Saves the World, know that I don't drink and I don't do pills anymore or anything. I've been sober for 13 years now. Hey, from alcohol. People who know me know I've been aggressively eating marijuana edibles, which you all should do. All you kids should get into it. But the other night, I was laying in bed, bobsledding. Like, I was so high. Gripped to the side of the mattress, like out of my mind, just like, and I was watching TV, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I just hear a voice. I've never heard this before. I just hear a voice in my head go, "Man, you went overboard with the tattoos." And for, not joking, for 5 minutes, I had a fucking existential crisis about how many tattoos I have on me and that I can't get them off. I was freaking out. I was like, they don't come off. I took my shirt off. I walked into the bathroom and I stood in front of the mirror like this with my arms out and stared at myself. And my son, who's 18 now, is staying there. And he comes up the stairs and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Do I look cool?" And he was like, "What?" And all I did was, like, apparently he told me this. I went, "Yeah, I look cool." And I just went right back to the bedroom. And I never addressed it at all. I'm a father. I'm a dad of a child.
Hey. Do you love The Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Reedy dee 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 dee. Reedy dee 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 dee. Boom.
On this episode of Ink Master, two close friends and one barnacle who hangs on for dear life and doesn't feel as passionately about the product head to a tattoo studio to get tattooed together.
What I like about when Ben does his voice, his brain doesn't make sentences anymore and his sentences are really
bad. I'm concentrating strictly on holding my throat in this posture.
Yeah, it's a lot of commas. A lot of semicolons. It's one sentence from this dude.
This guy probably hasn't read a ton. He's spent quite a bit of time learning how to do this with his voice. Adam, Andrew, here we are.
I'm very cool with the rest of the pod being that guy. I will Jesus take the wheel and just get this episode home when it needs to land.
Mike, see? You want to take over? Thanks.
Thanks a lot. I'd like to turn this up before flipping it down. Hey, what a night. We really have done it. We're back.
Time's passed.
Time has passed thanks to the magic of podcasting.
Oh, I love that sound. I do love it. I love it. We are here. It's a week later. And as every basic girl says, we are tatted. Okay, we got
tatted.
Everybody got tatties.
We got inked.
We got.
I gotta say, I do think that the whole goal of this challenge was to bond through tattoos, right? And I don't want to give a spoiler, but I'm less mad at Andrew now.
I am.
You know, we all came in really hot, but now we've had the experience, and I'm less viscerally angry. Disappointed still, of course. That's a default status. But the actual anger has subsided for me.
Like, has it gone down a lot, Adam?
I mean, 50%. It's been cut in half, I would say.
Well, because I would always say that you're a little bit of an electric stove. It takes a while for you to cool down. So that's a shocker for me.
You get so hot. You get so hot.
And it's not that people are out there saying, is he saying he's horny? And he is not horny.
I'm not horny,
no, Ben,
but I'm hot.
You drove into that neighborhood just right now.
Yes.
Right now.
So we've done it. We've been tattooed, and it was a lovely experience. I really enjoyed all of it.
Yeah. So we went to Mushroom Studios, which is here in Denver, Colorado, and we get there early, or Adam and I do. I should preface it as saying this.
Yeah, no, we got there on time, which is kind of a recurring theme with any Grolux activity, is that Ben and I arrive on time. Perhaps even early. And Andrew strolls in with a variety of snacks and tails of dogs. Always late.
Yes.
I sound like a folklore character. I'll take it. Thanks.
You're an asshole is what you are. And everybody.
You're working me back up into a rage. And I appreciate you doing
are
that.
Turning
I'm remembering
that. You're turning that burner so back mad. On. Yeah.
Yes. It's heating up.
But anyway, I hate Andrew.
And we get there early. We decide Ben's going to go first because he has a dance recital with his group Spells that night.
I don't have it. It's not a dance recital.
They do let him sing sometimes.
I do dance mostly. Imagine a band fronted entirely by the dancing guy from the Boston's. That's what this band
that's
is.
The band.
No,
which is pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, I had a show that night, so I decided to go first. And of course, coming up with the designs here was... That was a big part of it during the first.
Yeah, because you already have a Grolux tattoo. You've already pledged allegiance to this flag.
Yes, exactly. And you know why I did, Adam? Because I trust and I believe and I give. I don't just take. Unlike certain members in this group who just have their hands in the candy jar, but rarely ever bring candy
cool
to the table.
Conservative dad over here.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Who
I do.
I'm
it's a kind of guy who, if I had to nickname him, his nickname would be, "What's my cut?"
Yes, exactly. That's a great one. And he often goes Orverdahl on what he should be taking from us.
I love that too.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I love what you did there.
Absolute bullshit. Get to your tattoo story.
So the point is, Ben had to draw up something to show that he is still a member of this group, that he loves this group. And I hadn't seen Ben's design, but I walked into the studio and Cynthia, who tattooed all of us, had our various tattoo designs already ready to go.
Now, Cynthia, I had just told her I wanted something sexy. I wanted something classy. I wanted something understated. That's what I said. I want delicate. Yep. I want gentle. And so we talked about the design, and I think Ron actually suggested a drawbridge that is partially open with the words Rift City in cursive beneath.
Yes.
And
it's great. This is a great tattoo.
Yes.
It is a great tattoo.
We'll obviously post these, and I encourage our listeners to get this tattoo as a pledge of allegiance to our podcast.
I think you all should, because one, the tattoo is fantastic. I obviously have a lot of tattoos, but I don't have any fine line black and gray, which is what this shop specializes in. A lot of very detailed type stuff. And it is just a total line work schematic kind of looking thing of a drawbridge open with very delicate cursive that says Rift City. Now, choosing the spot is important. Now, my other Grolux tattoos are on the thumb knuckles. So I thought the ankle? No, nay, not my style.
And then I was like, I swear he's going to do tramp stamp for sure.
And I couldn't do it because I'm saving that spot for the dolphin that's leaping over a portrait of my stepmother.
Nice.
And I know that you guys know how badly I've wanted that as a tramp stamp.
Well, you never have gotten the money to do it. With the way you want to do it.
In trash polka style.
No, I've had several versions worked up, but So I opted to do it on my chest.
What I would call your coat of arms. It's got your son's name. It's got the fact that you were born in Maine, and now it has Rift City. It's the Ben Roy coat of arms.
Yes.
And what I love about this tattoo, Ben, is that the drawbridge is open. And for new listeners who may not know this, we on this podcast have established a earnestness horn that we sound when we are going to be earnest. And that lowers the drawbridge between Rift City and Earnestness Township. And the drawbridge in this tattoo is just a little bit open. And we know that is a huge moment in Rift City. Is it closing? Is it opening?
It's jumpable.
Yes, it is jumpable. Is the Rift conquering the earnestness? Is the earnestness conquering the Rift? Or are they holding hands?
It's telling a story.
And that's why I left it open, because either way, we're going into some earnestness territory or we're coming out of some earnestness territory. And I would be willing to bet that of all three of us, I've probably had my hand on that earnestness horn tugger more than anybody else. You know,
sure.
that probably
the gilded tugger of earnestness.
Ben, can I get a tugger of earnestness? Thanks. After we're done recording.
Like, if there's a fire in Rift City, they rescue the gilded tugger and they get that to a safe place first.
Oh, my God.
I've had a few gilded tuggers in my life, and I'd say the one on the drop it at Rift City.
What would a gilded tugger be? Is it like a bored aristocrat housewife?
Yes, exactly.
That's, okay.
And
okay,
they use gold leaf. They use the gold leaf you use for desserts. Okay.
I like this tattoo.
It was fun to watch you get it. Meanwhile, like, Ben sat in there. Andrew showed up with his kiddo Jupiter. And suddenly, this is what I was going for. The gang all together, hanging out in a tattoo parlor, like fucking some badasses bonding.
Yeah, just a closed tattoo shop.
Yeah, in a closed tattoo shop.
But what was funny is that you're so tattooed, I thought you would take this just like, oh, this is nothing. Ben gets very quiet.
He hates getting tattooed.
He whimpers a little bit. You don't like it. You don't like the process of tattooing.
No. This was totally, totally news to me. I've never seen Ben get a tattoo.
Me neither.
Cynthia, the tattoo artist, fantastic human being, great person. She was amazing. And one of the other tattooers that was there, they were both talking about how they love to get tattooed. Like, they love the sensation. And I've always hated it. I hate laying there still.
Which is
I
so
hate
weird.
The whole process.
Yeah, Ben, real quiet, uncharacteristically quiet, eyes closed, just
I kind of go to a place to just get through it. Because I honestly, the pain isn't the problem. I don't like sitting still. I don't like being told I have to lay still. And it was on right where the xiphoid process is, that space where you give somebody
that's
the Heimlich.
That's like, something you've just made up.
No, that's actually what that's called. It's called the xiphoid process. So
no.
You don't believe
I don't
so.
It was
a pretty good John Zorn album from the 80s. It looked like a painful spot to get tattooed. It's
also
right
my favorite John Grisham novel.
Below the sternum. It looked like a painful place to be tattooed for sure.
It actually wasn't that bad. And I hate saying that it's a universal truth, but women always have lighter hands tattooing. There is no fucking need to be heavy-handed when you're being tattooed and just fucking drilling you. She was very, like, light-handed,
Cynthia's
so it wasn't
was
that bad. Yeah.
10 out of 10, A+, consistent. Consistent pressure.
Yeah, and not to a point where you're like, fuck, you're like jackhammering me, you know? Like, so it was great. She was also super thorough. You know, it always kind of makes me laugh afterwards when it was done, giving me kind of aftercare stuff, because I would say I have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, Ben, you would.
Yes.
That's right.
And so would literally anyone else who sees you.
Yeah. So it's weird when somebody's giving me aftercare things, but she was very thorough.
Like, the ones you have look like shit now. So yeah. Would you please take this printout that I made for you?
Yeah. And she was great. She was thorough, super friendly. I'm very happy with the tattoo. But the main part of this challenge was I got to spend some time with my dudes.
And how are you feeling about Andrew and the rage? Because I could feel you soften in the studio.
I softened in the studio because I saw the drawing, and Andrew brought Jupiter
performative in front of my child
as sort of a
human
to,
shield.
A human shield, because I knew you wouldn't throw those D batteries at me as long as I had my kid around.
That was actually a pretty smart move.
So Jupiter sat there, hung out as well. I haven't seen Jupiter in a long time, so it was great to hang out with them.
We've watched almost every single episode of Ink Master, so I knew they would want to come in for a little real life action.
And it was a party. It was a good time. We had fun. We didn't vape. I had hoped we'd vape a little bit together, but that didn't happen.
I didn't know you were holding.
I was holding. Yeah, wow. Milo He's been hooking me up. The kids crazy these days, making their own vape juice. But no, it was a really fun time getting to hang out and chat. And Adam would come over and make fun of me. And Andrew would contribute nothing of any real importance to the afternoon. And
I offered to bring you back food and you said no.
Yeah.
And then you ate a bunch of my food.
You did leave. Andrew did leave at one point for food, for more food. So that was very classic, Andrew. So overall, I loved the experience. I don't really have anything negative to say.
Boo!
I thought it was great.
Then Adam, it's your turn.
I loved talking to you. And
okay, everybody, here comes a bad Yelp review. No.
And I loved being shirtless around you guys again, and it felt like it's been a few
months.
I like
being shirtless around you, Ben.
Thank you. And so that was my experience. The tattoo looks hilarious and it's so stupid. Oh,
it's a fun
and the
tattoo.
Last thing I wanted to say is people immediately go, what does that mean if they don't listen to the podcast? And I didn't realize it is incredibly difficult to explain what Riff City means.
To explain a fictional city that only exists within a comedy podcast?
It's in a fictional city where we riff, and then there's an earnestness horn when you're trying to be serious, which raises a drawbridge which says, you're not allowed to cross into the Riff City.
I wouldn't even explain it.
To explain
I'd
this.
Be like, it's in Florida.
It all comes back to the Gilded Tugger. It all comes back to the Gilded Tugger.
Just south of Cocoa Beach in Florida. Look it up on a map and I'd walk away.
But it's a super fun tattoo. They did an amazing job. And most of all, I had a ton of fun hanging with you guys in the shop. Just kicking it like a couple neutered micers. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely,
yes.
Bro.
But anyway, what about you, Adam? Now, you were next because Andrew was out getting food.
No. That's not why Adam was next. That is not why Adam was next, because he had a soccer game that he wanted to leave.
Oh,
for.
So he had
not because I went
dance recital
food.
Too. You had a dance.
I had a soccer recital. Yeah. I had a performance. However, I should have learned this lesson. Tattooing takes way longer than you think it's going to fucking take. And so we thought we'd be out of there in time.
Sometimes.
But the clock just kept ticking. Ben had a lot of nice, precise work on this little silly Riff City drawbridge. So by the time I got there, it became pretty clear I was not going to make my soccer game. So I emailed the boys and said, sorry. I just lied. I said I was sick.
Yeah, I guess getting a tattoo is a pretty bad excuse. What's the tattoo of? My comedy group. You know, you're off the squad, Adam.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, the first tattoo I ever got was with Ben. I got my little sister's initials. But the second one I ever got, I flew to Chicago with my older sister. She found this artist who was really hot shit, and we wanted to get tattooed together. So my older sister went first. It was also coincided with her 35th birthday. So her husband got everybody reservations at that like molecular gastronomy restaurant. It's so famous in Chicago, Alanea.
Sure, you'd know. And I'm glad you're asking me because I'd fucking know that.
It's Grant Ashots. It's like one of the most famous restaurants in the U.S. They just do like wild dishes that are very insane.
I had 4 pancakes at 2:30 in the morning last night. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Anyway, it's hard. It's a hard get. It takes months to get reservations. He got reservations there. Anna got tattooed. It took forever. And then I got in the chair and the clock's just going away and I had to miss that meal. Everybody went off to do that and I just kept getting tattooed. So I've learned that this can happen.
A life of hardship.
Yeah.
It's been a life.
I've had a hard road. And so I asked Cynthia to tattoo strife across my neck. And she said, well, I can see it in your eyes.
He was talking about it like it was.
If you guys had a reservation at a cool restaurant that you were excited about and you missed the reservation, you'd be bummed.
But you were getting a bird tattooed on you during a trip specifically
Jesus
for that.
Christ.
And it's like, when does the world stop shitting on me? You know?
This episode is picking on Andrew. And how dare you guys turn it around right now? We are here for a purpose, and it's to hurt Andrew. And I never went to the restaurant.
Shit.
I've never been there still.
Oh, God.
And everyone says it was a top 3 meal of their life.
Okay.
But I wouldn't know, because I was getting that ivory-billed woodpecker across my back.
Oh, shit.
For thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, God. So anyway, Adam, yes, it does take a little longer.
So tattoos take a long time,
is what
I'm saying.
It does take some sacrifice to get tattooed. You're right.
And not only that, but now I had to miss my indoor soccer game. So you don't think that triggered me right back to missing that meal?
Yeah.
It certainly did.
Wow. Yep.
But I kept it together in the chair. I didn't weep.
Adam's looked painful.
Still.
Adam got it on the ribs, and he went into kind of a little a praying cherub
pose
on the bench.
Yeah,
you
had the best
Never
posture.
Seen Adam so cute.
Can we talk about that?
All the time I've known Adam, never seen him so cute.
He Thanks, looked buddy. Cute. It was. It He's gave me, up. Like, I saw what Katie sees, at least in the morning, when you've curled up to the side of the bed and turned
Well,
your
it's
back.
Always me tucked like that in a fetal position and Katie big spooning.
Yeah,
me.
Exactly.
That's how we wake up every morning.
Yes.
That's right.
It's good to be little spooned sometimes.
Yeah, I love to be little spooned. Fuck off.
And that's why under Strife, I had her give me a little spoon as well. I got three tattoos.
Nice.
Wow.
I got the Grolix one. I got Strife.
No wonder I went so late. You were getting so many.
But no, it was great. I actually love the process of tattooing. I like the hurt. I don't mind the needle at all. I kind of, once it was
You're
going,
real Trent Reznor about it.
It's weird. I enjoy it. I fucking enjoy it.
Tell us how much you like the hurt, Adam. I love
I
hearing
love the
about
hurt. I lean into it. And like after I got the tattoo, my first thought was like, I want another one. I want another one like right now.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. It is.
I dig it.
Guys, did you know it's
Cynthia
addicting?
Cynthia told us that your brain releases dopamine. It's an addictive thing to do.
No. Is that
ben,
why
I
look
it's,
like
it's
this?
It's hard to believe.
Is that why I've done this
ben
to myself?
Ben is a dopamine junkie. Ben
yes.
will do anything for it.
I love dopamine. If it's bad for you, why is my brain giving it to me all the time? Okay, Adam?
Because of your phone.
It's like the phone is like an insulin pump for dopamine. It's like, there it is. Yes.
Totally. Totally. Cynthia was great. And I have now just like the classic Grolix swear symbol across my left flank. And I asked Cynthia, I go, what do you think it says? What do you think the swear word is? And she didn't even think twice. She just goes, cunt. So, I mean, if you ask Cynthia, the artist, I have cunt tattooed on my body right now.
But don't you have five characters, or do you have only...
It is five characters, yes. But maybe it's an exclamation point.
But we said it didn't matter how many characters, it can be any swear word.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Rorschach test.
Oh, okay. I like that.
I love it. It looks great. I'm pleased. It was Ben had to leave, but Andrew and Ron and Jupiter were hanging out, and it was
Wait,
a good time.
But I want to say, too, you were laying on your side, and I got this look up where you have... few of your tattoos now because they're all kind of on your torso.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it and I'm like, you're starting to look tattooed, Adam. And I don't think that many people would assume that about you, that you now have quite a few tattoos, like, and good
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I think I have like six or seven tattoos now, and it's, but I keep them hidden. So, you know, at the pool, here comes the badass fucking Portlandia dad covered in
Whoa.
Birds.
Yeah, hummingbird, bro?
Yeah,
and this is a Beetle Bailey cuss word, so fuck off.
I am learning to get less precious, though, because it's been all these fancy birds, and now I just threw a Grolix right in the middle of it. So,
can we just talk about how hard Andrew is killing it this episode? He is on fire the way he's lighting you up, Adam. It's killing me.
Once again... This is not what this is supposed to be about.
I know, and I'm weird about it too, because I want to hate him so bad, and he's crushing it, Adam.
I think we painted him into this corner, and he's like, now he's a feral fucking animal. He's like, he can sense that we're trying to club him to death, and he's coming back hard.
Yeah, it's
yeah, and now whereas Andrew is killing the episode, I find you to be
insufferable,
a distant third.
Yeah. It's just, that's what happens when I get my dopamine flowing.
And I don't think we do this enough. We don't stop the episode enough and rate how the three of
us
are
doing. Yes, we should do this more.
It should be a
just call
2023
a whistle on the
activity.
Pod yeah. And really just rate how
and just
everyone's
stop.
Doing.
And I think
Ron,
Andrew,
sound the rankings banner.
What do they Andrew is shining. Adam,
Andrew's
you're
number one.
You're your typical meh. You know, you're doing 70, 80 miles an hour in a circle. And okay. But you're consistent, rarely a flat tire on this race.
Great. And what have you? When and what are you bringing to this?
Well,
Ben?
I always charge hard. You know that, and I may burn out in the atmosphere of this racetrack.
Okay, this metaphor is off the rails.
I guess we should always say congratulations to Ben for not crying.
You, when you fuck around on that drawbridge and you didn't give the Gilded Tugger a pull, that's what happens. You get sniped by Adam and his little parapet, who's just waiting for you to get out there. he just wanted a clear shot.
The second you exit your door, I've got an arrow trained on you.
You're doing it with a bow and arrow, too.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking of bow and arrow, Cynthia has a ton of them in the tattoo shop.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's a good segue. Andrew, it's your turn. What was your experience like?
Good vibe. So I did show up. I got to watch Ben get tattooed. I got to watch Adam get tattooed. Then you both left.
We left you alone like the island you've made yourself. And
so Adam and Ben left, despite the bonding nature of the activity. Ben, I understand he did have a rock and roll show. Adam just needed to go home and get pizza. I knew he'd canceled a soccer game.
Yeah,
He never should have told me that he canceled the soccer game, because that I would have accepted as an excuse. And I don't know if I had mentioned in the first act, but I decided to get a tattoo of a drawing that my kid did in kindergarten that I've had on my fridge and I've loved looking at over the years, and I've wanted to get tattooed, so I decided to get that tattooed on me. Although another kind of fun game that happened while I was in the bathroom is they convinced my kid to try to convince me that they didn't draw it, which was pretty fun.
That Jupiter had not actually drawn that
drawing. Jupiter's like, I don't think I drew it. I think my friend drew it. And so
Jupiter had no idea where that drawing came from.
Trying to get a little rise out of me. It didn't work. I remember them bringing it home, and I remember them talking about it.
Well, let's stop, because that was payback for you all joking when I was getting tattooed that you were just going to leave and be like, that there was no challenge.
That is right. Andrew and I were like,
I forgot that.
We were thinking about a real long con where we were still mad at Ben for sunning his asshole through a window instead of going outside in the perineum challenge.
And so we were just going to leave as soon as he was in the chair. That's right.
So that particular prank was in response to that. But
it was fun. And my kids sold it very well. They did a great job committing to the bit, not breaking. Not until we were driving home did they finally break.
Nice work,
relent
Jupiter
on the bit. So
I love that you still went through with it, even knowing that that was a possibility.
I remember her bringing it home from school.
Mr. Orvidal, this child's drawing wouldn't have a Grolix on it, would it? Or be related to the group that you do comedy with in any way, shape, or form
it
now, would it?
It does not.
Objection, Your Honor. This question and this line of questioning makes sense.
I've got a defense lawyer
sense
now? This is amazing.
Objection.
Asked and answered.
This is
asked
all
and
relevant
answered
and makes sense. And I object. Wait, Andrew, what does that tattoo have to do with us getting together and getting a tattoo and bonding? I'd just love to hear you explain it.
Well, if you two had stayed and been there, we would have gotten tattooed together and had that bonding experience.
That wasn't
but
the challenge,
it was,
though. It was not the fucking challenge. The challenge
left
was to get a Grolix tattoo.
You left.
And in fact, you fucking agreed to it.
You left.
Yeah. I'm angry now again, Adam. The burner is back on.
I know.
The water's boiling.
Real quick, before I want to forget, I almost forgot that I did this. I have to stop talking to tattoo artists while they're tattooing me because I cannot help but put my foot in my mouth. One of my first tattoos I got, I'm just sitting there, I'm babbling away. I'm telling my tattoo artist, I would never get a tattoo of a musician because you know what? What if you find out the musician's like a fucking pedophile or something? I would never get a tattoo like a portrait of a musician on my body. And I look down and this dude has Ozzy Osbourne from his ankle up to his knee. Just this huge Ozzy Osbourne. I was like, why did you speak? Just shut up. So I'm lying there. I'm getting tattooed by Cynthia. And there's this kind of holographic painting on the wall. And one of the women, it's got two women in it. And one of the women I thought looked just like Denver comedian Kate Strobel.
I mean, that does make sense because she co-hosts Firecracker Comedy at Mushroom Studios. So
yeah, at this tattoo shop. It's like a regular show. And so just to make some small talk, I ask Cynthia, is that Kate Strobel in that picture? Cynthia, who's mid-tattoo on me, goes, no, that's me and my wife.
Oh,
so
good.
That's a cool vibe to set halfway through a tattoo.
I want to also just to interject, Kate Strobel looks nothing like this
they
tattoo
artist. They don't
look
alike at all.
Or her
they
wife.
Don't.
Or her wife.
They don't. But in this painting, for whatever reason, I guess I caught a little of Kate Strobel's likeness, but yeah, I was like, okay, don't speak for the rest of this.
And the other part is Cynthia's wife, Masha, is one of the owners of the shop as well. So you've kind of inadvertently insulted both owners of the shop.
The whole shop. It's like being colorblind for women's faces.
Cynthia and Masha, if you are listening to this episode, do you see what we're dealing with?
Yeah, because before he came into the shop, Adam and I tried to prime Masha and Cynthia, actually, about
dumb.
How
he
terrible.
He can't tell women apart. They all look the same to him, and it's going to come up. It's going to come up.
He sees a woman, and he's like, is that my mom or Kate Strobel?
There's only the two choices people for me.
Hillary Clinton's been to this shop?
So, anyway.
But the tattoo, it turned out great. 3 for 3. Cynthia knocked this one out of the park. It looks great.
It is, as much as I fucking hate you for getting it, it is adorable. It's very cute.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
She did a great job. But here's the thing. I can't believe that you guys would question my love of this podcast and this project when I have its producer's name tattooed on my fucking chest.
Is that real?
No, that's not real. He draws on himself all the
time.
That's...
that is real. I went and got that yesterday.
No, you did not.
Are you kidding me? To another tattoo shop.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you fucking
shut the
me?
Fuck up. That's not
and
real,
I
dude.
I got Ron's name tattooed on my chest in a heart.
Shut
you
the can fuck see, up.
You can see the plasma under the second skin
oh
if you
God.
Don't believe
God.
Me.
Santa
Listen, Andrew just took his fucking hoodie off. He has no shirt on. On one breast, he's got the drawing. On the other dress, he's got a heart with the word
oh
Ron in it.
God.
Oh, my God.
Ron recently told us he's been working with us for 10 years in some kind of capacity.
Oh
he stayed
God,
there the
Andrew.
Whole time through the tattoos. He was just as tired as we were, if not more tired. And when we left, I was like, man, Ron rules. Ron is such a great dude. Ron is like not only a good friend of mine, he's like genuinely one of the best people I've ever known
oh
in my life.
Oh my God. Andrew.
I would put Ron, wow. I keep Ron on this little list in my head of people that I categorize as actual Christians. Like as a former Christian who's read the whole Bible, like Ron like lives in a way that what Jesus talked about. Like if you were hanging
wow.
out with Ron and he didn't have a coat on and he did, he'd give you his coat. And I don't know if that's true, but now it is legally binding because I've said it on this podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God,
so
Andrew.
This is it was crazy. A no-doubter. This was a no-doubter tattoo for me. And I was like, having the...
Dude,
if you have to get a dude's name tattooed on you, Ron is one of the funniest names.
Andrew, I'm sorry. Everything I've ever said about you is wrong. I bow
it's
before
Ron.
You, bud. It's Ron. I was so wrong about you. I can't even... did you know this, Ron?
No, I didn't tell him.
Can we break the wall down? Producer Ron, can you join?
Can we lower the Ron barrier, please?
Okay, what is happening right now?
You didn't know about this, Ron.
You didn't know this, Ron?
No, I'm like simultaneously choked up and kind of crying. This is beautiful, but also so weird. So
weird.
It's amazing. And I'm so flattered, but also what is happening?
Well, there's so many, like, Andrew was saying he doesn't want to get dumb bullshit on his body. He doesn't want the Grolix on his body. And then he's like, but... Producer
my
Ron.
My friend Ron. We call him Producer Ron, but he's my friend. Because I almost got Producer Ron in the heart, and I was like, that'd be funny. But I was like, yeah, Ron is like my friend first and foremost. He
oh
just happens
God,
to be my
Andrew.
Producer now.
This
but.
Is so this, the, what you're doing, the style of tattooing, this could be my second favorite form. I always love tattoos that are big and huge and bold and bright and fuck off. But I love just a scattered little bit of just kind of random tattoos.
Just
and that's what Andrew's
paper.
Is looking like now.
So
like,
yeah, I just wanted to look
that
like
heart, that little doodle of from Jupiter. And then this little heart that feels like just kind of a toss up tattoo.
I
like,
wanted it to look like Sharpie. I drew it and I wanted it to look like,
oh my God.
It was Sharpie.
I can't even. Adam,
so I can speak candidly about this second tattoo because I'm not going to mention where I got it or who I got it from. This dude put this thing into me so hard. Holy fucking shit. I've never had a heavier or more painful tattoo. This fucking dude tattooed me like he was trying to do a back piece through the front. I've absolute stone hand. This guy, I got the leg jiggle. I've never gotten the leg jiggle from any of my tattoos, even some that were much more painful. Never got the leg jiggle. I've seen it on Ink Master and been like, what the fuck? You gave me the leg jiggle. He buried this. This one's on the bone. It's not coming off, laser or otherwise, but holy shit.
I'm just floored, dude. I did not expect this podcast to have a surprise ending. I truly did not.
That was in fucking sane, Andrew. I'm like, I'm shocked.
And I think it reminds us why we keep this dude around.
Yeah,
he's surprising. He's an X factor.
We forget.
He's not threatening.
You know, he's not. So what we forget is that Andrew will be going dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit for months, years on end. And then all of a sudden, kablooey, you know what I mean? Just a big, like Asian carp right to the side of the face, and you're like, where'd you get that fish? He says, I went fishing today. I brought you back. And it's insane. You know what it reminds me of, this kind of tattooing? It reminds me a little of myself, Andrew. And I think that that's why I like it so much.
Wow. All right.
It reminds me a little of me. And I
was like, you know, people like to get tattoos of friends or loved ones like in memoriam, but it's like, why not do it also while they're alive? Who cares? Why not?
Listen, I have the Kyle Kinane bean dip tattoo that I got specifically for a joke at a show. And I respect the hell out of just shocking people with a tattoo that you've put on your body. It's not going anywhere. The good thing is that when Ron inevitably implodes and commits a massive ecological crime, which we're just waiting
eco crime
when he commits a real eco crime.
That's why Ron's cool, because he would do an eco crime, and I'm on board with that.
Yeah, he's an Edward Abbey type.
I'm on the monkey wrench gang.
I see where you're going, Ben. But if producer Ron gets canceled for something,
but see, that's why I left it open. This baby, I can fill this in with black. I'm an Alkaline Trio fan. I'm still fine. It's going to be okay.
Nah, I'll tell everyone Andrew got a Ron DeSantis tattoo.
I'm going to piggyback on what Andrew said. You got a tattoo of, as far as I'm concerned, I pick on producer Ron a lot, of a bulletproof human being, as far as I'm concerned so far. Ron is sweet, kind, caring, giving, a wonderful person. 10 years of doing this with us.
Doing stuff, working with us and helping make our comedy better and more organized. And
everything. And so I love a Ron appreciation tattoo, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing more Grolic Saves the World than a Ron appreciation tattoo.
I echo that completely. But I do have to point out, this podcast challenge was about us getting Grolic's tattoos
and you
and me being against Andrew. And what has happened is Andrew has pledged allegiance to Ron.
And that's
so I would say
still problematic. Yeah.
Right. So now there's you and me versus Andrew and Ron.
See, it's every time I cool down, I realize Adam has his hand firmly planted.
Adam is the
on the dial
of this podcast. Don't listen to Adam.
No.
Now, whereas Ron is on your list of real Christians, I might be the actual devil on the list that you keep.
You're not forcing me to make a choice, Adam. You're giving me two roads to choose. It's me that's choosing.
Absolutely.
And
Ben, have this apple. Have it.
Andrew.
Just have it.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the time we showed up to the Grolic's and he had made a fake episode of the Grolic's web series where he had us replaced by Rory Scovel and Sean Patton.
That's right.
And he filmed it totally without us. And remember, if you remember all the way leading up to that, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit.
I literally don't remember that.
Yeah,
thanks,
and
alcohol.
Then, booyah. And then booyah, this amazing funny video that he plays at the show in front of us that we had no idea he had done.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And so Andrew, the X Factor Orvidal, Andrew Overdrive, that's impressive. I salute you, the Overdrive. That's
what an episode. What an episode. Listen, I'm going to rank it at the end. I guess Ron is one plus. Andrew's number one. I'm definitely second. And Ben, you were terrible for most of
the
episode.
I was not good. Wow. And I didn't really have a good story about it. It's just a fun tattoo. I will say, if tattoos go, Andrew wins, but I may come in second easily.
You have a great tattoo. If we could make stickers of that Rip City tattoo, we should, because that would be a fun one for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a tattoo that says, how can it be wrong when it feels so right?
Absolutely.
On that note, I just want to remind people that we're going to have all of this up on Patreon. If you aren't familiar, we have an amazing Patreon page, patreon.com/Grolic Saves. Make sure you check it out. It's going to have all of this content. You can see photos of these tattoos and Andrew's mind-blowing surprise Ron tattoo. They're holy all going to be up there. My mind is fucking blown.
I know.
He kept asking me if tattoo shops to go to, and I was like, I don't fucking, like, why are you asking this? And he was itching to get another tattoo.
I told you guys, I want symmetry with my tattoos. I was like, I need another.
You delivered something to offset.
My uneven heart is symmetrical now because of this episode. Thanks. Okay, last question. I'll go first. Would I do this again, and does it make the world a better place? Both, yes.
That was your last tattoo. You told us in the chair, no more.
No, I'm getting more. I'm starting my back piece soon, a full back piece of Ron's face, just to prove that I'm the bigger... No.
Let's get into that competition of the most who has the Ronniest most Ron tattoos, the most fucking insane race ever.
It's a Ron's race.
I think I definitely would love... I think we should do it annually, just go get funny little simple tattoos together, because it is fun to hang out with you both. And this is as old as time. Tattooing is one of the oldest forms of art, and it's certainly the oldest form of body adornment. And I think it's incredibly important to building alliances. That's why it's been done since primitive time. It's a great way to bond. And so I would definitely do this again. And I would tell people, don't take yourself so seriously. Go get a tattoo with your friends. It's super fun. That's my opinion. Adam, how about you?
It was the first one that I've deviated from my bird theme. And I don't know if it's open the window. Like, I want to get more tattoos, but I want more birds again. I'm ready to go get more birds.
Yeah, get more birds. I want to go sit down, watch you get a bird. So you'd recommend it for people, would you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, like, it was, we did, you know, Andrew got left at the studio with Ron, and some weird sort of bonding happened that made Andrew get a tattoo. But there was a long time when we were all there together. And that was a fucking blast.
I remember that Cynthia asked, she said, you've all worked together for a long time. And I said, almost probably coming up on 20 years. And she said, and you don't get sick of each other? And I said, I just, because I was in an honest moment getting tattooed, and I'm a little like more, I was like, not at all. I love these two. And like, I've never got sick of your presence. Like, I've always loved being around you guys. Andrew, what about you? What do you think? Would you do it again?
Yeah,
makes the world a better place.
Tattoos. I'd been wanting to get a tattoo for a while, and I was happy this challenge kind of shoved me into it, even if it wasn't the wisest financial decision, because tattooing, it varies in price, and sometimes it's not cheap. But
yeah.
How much did that Ron cost?
I'll tell you off cam.
$2,000. I didn't ask
first. No. But I think tattoo's great, and I like seeing, it's fun to wait in the waiting area of an active tattoo shop and just see the people who come in, and it's a variety. There's people who have appointments and they're getting very specific art. And then every now and then there's somebody who comes in and sits down and they're like clearly dealing with some shit. It's the same vibe as maybe a therapist's office or some other kind of like treatment place. You just get the vibe from them. Like they're there to, they need something, whether it's like closure on something or to deal with something. And it's interesting to see the different types of
Emma,
of people.
Yeah, Emma, one of the tattoo artists, she was there. Has a degree in psychology, and she was saying, I get to use it in the chair all the time.
I'm sure.
Because people just unload.
I think it makes a better place. It's a cool art form, and it's interesting to do something permanent on your body. And it has an interesting psychological effect. I think maybe you come out of it. I always come out of it feeling way more like kind of grounded and like inside my body and like, oh, okay, here I am. There I am. That's where I've been, I guess, floating around. And now I pinned myself here. And also you're like wounding yourself and you survive it. And I think there's something that comes.
Yeah, there's a ritual of pain.
Some
and
psychological benefit that comes out after
and
that.
I would wager, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like there is also a body appreciation because you're like looking at your body like a canvas and you're putting something on it. You're like, that would look cool here. And it's like almost sort of celebrating your torso and liking it more because you're like, you know, I can't stop looking at this tattoo. Every time I go by a mirror, I'm just like, that's my new tattoo. And you're not seeing your body negatively. You're like, I like that.
That's why I feel like I've never been critical of plastic surgery and things like that, because tattooing is that for me. I feel more confident in the way I look with a lot of tattoos. And I know it's purely.
And you got that rouge tattooed into your cheeks and it looks beautiful.
It's purely,
and your fake breasts are outstanding.
Your rack,
but it's purely
subjective. If I can subject that to the male gaze, I think
but
you can endure.
People's love of tattooing is purely subjective, and I know some people hate it, but I love it, and I love the way it looks. So this was so fun. I love you guys. Good challenge, Andrew. Slam dunk. That was amazing. I'm still shocked. Ronnie D, congratulations on 10 years with us. We love you. Thank you for all you do for us. I'm going to put my axe down and I'll let you have the day today and not insult you.
Wow. And to Andrew's next lover, enjoy the Ron tattoo on his chest.
I think they can handle
Ron,
it. I think.
Anyway, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from the Grolix live show that is happening the last Saturday of every month at the world famous Bug Theater. And the tickets are on sale now. Get them. This show's going to go quick. You're going to love this. One of our great friends, a crusher here in Denver, travels a lot. Enjoy this clip from Anthony Crawford. And when we return, we've got more show, the best third act in the business. I'm telling you, there's a lot of funny stuff. We got birthday shout outs. And also, we're going to tease that next episode's challenge. So you're going to want to stay tuned. We'll see you soon, third actors.
Yo, man, anybody in here ever seen a tattoo on somebody so bad you couldn't go through with sex? I did. Never forget, dude. I'll never forget because I remember I was pulling the pants down because I like to get in there. I like to get my hands dirty. You know what I mean? And, whatever. Anyways, I was pulling the pants down and I noticed on her inner thigh, she had tattooed teardrops going down. And I don't know what neighborhood y'all grew up in. But the hood I grew up in, tattooed teardrops mean dead bodies. And I didn't really know what dead bodies a pussy was repping at the time. You know what I mean? Was it the dead bodies that came in there, the ones that were supposed to come out? I don't know. That joke's fucking incredible. I know, that joke is fucking incredible. Sometimes you gotta pat yourself on the back at work, baby.
We are back. It's the best third act in the game. Welcome to it. Thank you for hitting fast forward and joining us at the end. I'm here with Ben Roy. Ben's here.
Yes.
Andrew's not here.
Yes. It's concerning. And it's made even more concerning by the person he chose to be here in his stead. And I'm a little on my heels about this, Adam. I can't talk. You should handle it.
Might as well say hello. Producer Ron, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
The Loch Ness Ronster is here right now.
Yeah, I'm here. Andrew asked me to come take care of the credits for
listeners,
him.
Listeners, it got pretty weird. Andrew tattooed Ron on his body this episode, and now Andrew has disappeared and Ron is here instead, and that's It's just getting odd, your guys' relationship.
Relationship is toxic, and I don't understand it anymore. He's manipulating you. And
I don't know. He just did this like grand gesture of his feelings for me, and now he's not returning my calls, and I'm just trying to do something to try and make things better. So I offered to help out with the credits, and I hope this goes okay.
That's what he does. When things get bad, he goes straight to the ketamine, and I guarantee you.
I think the dopamine just wore off, and he's flooded with regret right
now.
Well,
he's trying to get it by the ketamine, by any means possible. That's what he thinks it means.
Any means necessary.
Any means necessary. Means dopamine, ketamines, dramamine. He doesn't care. Any means
Listen,
necessary.
We've had bigger albatrosses around our neck than Andrew. We're going to be fine, Ron. You'll be great in these credits.
Hey, you just stick with Alpha Dog 1 and Alpha Dog 2. We'll guide you down that trail.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Big thanks, of course, first and foremost to Cynthia and Masha at Mushroom Studios. Thank you both, and to the amazing staff there for your hospitality and your know-how. You all are amazing. You should check them out.
I love my tattoo. It rules. Thank you.
Mine healed so well. They are amazing. It is female-owned, immigrant-owned. It's a fantastic place. Go check it out. Go support them. Thank you so much for being a part of the episode.
We're to the point where we're going to do plugs. Ron, can you do the song for us?
Yes, Ron. You're going to have to do this, bud.
Plugs.
No. More feeling. Come on.
Plugs.
That's good. All right. I got a plug for people listening tomorrow night, because this is coming out on a Tuesday. So Wednesday, February 22nd, I will be headlining Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can get your tickets now at comedyworks.com. And as always, the ticket link is down in the show notes.
I have a plug that Andrew texted me to make credits.
It's about dominance now. He's trying to dominate you.
I'm going to be at the Black Buzzard in the back watching Andrew open for Mary Mack on February 28th.
This is so sad.
I'm hoping he'll talk to me after
it's
the show. So come on out. That's in Denver.
Okay. Go see Andrew and Ron in the back. Yep. I will be in Chicago at the Comedy Bar March 10th through 11th. Listen, I was just in Portland and Tacoma, and there were so many Grolux Saves the World fans coming out to shows. You have no idea how much that means to us. It rules show to come talk to you guys. So if you're in Chicago, come out to these shows. I'd love to see you there, and we can hang out afterwards. I'll give you some Grolux stickers. I'm lousy with them.
As always, one must hype the fact that our live show, the Grolux Live Show, returns to the Bug Theater, the world famous Bug Theater, this Saturday, February 25th. Tickets are on sale, and what a lineup. Closing it out, Jay McBride. I do not think you're going to be able to see Jay for much longer in small venues. So please come out, support. You're going to love this show. You can get your tickets now. All the links to all these shows are down below there in the show notes. Oh,
Ben, I got to tell you, we've been reading reviews because we love people come and review us, and they give us 5-star reviews. That's our rule. We only read 5-star reviews. However, a first has happened in the reviews.
Yes.
And we're breaking with what we've gone with before. We have our first 1-star review ever.
That's amazing. We never had one. The worst we've got is 4 stars out of all of these reviews. We got our first 1-star review, and it is a doozy.
Well, as producer
Adam.
Ron was pointing out, this is a sign of growth.
Yeah.
When you really start getting haters, they start, you know, when you get big numbers, the haters come out.
Yeah.
And here's our first one. The numbers are rising. We're getting more listeners, and some are not fond of us.
Now, this person has the very creative username of R000119. That's R000119.
That sounds real. That sounds real to me.
I would imagine it's their plate number on their snowmobile. this is all they say. Headline, subject line, yikes. That's always a good start. Geesh. This is ellipsis something. You need too stoned to listen, then I assume? ?
They couldn't even get it grammatically correct. Their diss was grammatically wrong.
And I don't know if they checked out Saxon That Dag, but yeah, we like to get a little blunted. We like to get a little beezy on the show once in a while. I don't want to apologize for nothing.
I do like the opening. It's like a middle school principal who's got the same cast of characters again in his desk. And he's just like, well, this is something.
I got to say, thank you so much, R000119, for listening. I hope the international trail system in Northern Maine is groomed well for you this season.
And we're not encouraging one-star reviews. We're only going to read five-star reviews from here on out. But
you need to stone to listen, then I assume.
Honestly, if you are a fan, go out. If you have not given us a review before, go give us your review now. Bury this motherfucker as far down as you can. Let's put five stars back at the
and
top.
You need to stone to listen, I assume.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. Okay. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
R.
Oh, do
can
you
call
mean
you
to
R
be
for
fun?
Can I call you R0 for short? If you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Discord, things we don't even know about and haven't heard of yet. We're probably on there. You can find us at Grolix Comedy. Now, Ron, we were going to let Andrew plug the Patreon. Ben and I are prepared to do it. However, I think it's your turn to step up to the plate and hit a home run, buddy. Plug the Patreon.
Okay, I can do this. I mean, I'm happy to talk about Patreon. I am very thankful to everyone who's been joining. We are reaching new milestones all the time there at Patreon as far as the number of folks who are supporting us. Extra special thanks to everyone who's been with us since the very beginning. When you support us on Patreon, it makes episodes like this one possible. Could not afford to do crazy tattoos or crazy challenges like this without additional support from you. I know those of you who are listening, you hear the ads at the beginning of this podcast and you're like, oh, wow, they're sponsored by Walmart. We don't make any money off of that. A main form of our support is Patreon. And when you do subscribe on Patreon, you get ad-free episodes. You get a welcome video from Ben if you join at the top level. You get exclusive merch. You get bonus content like our podcast within the podcast, Boy Crazy. Brand new episode of that out right now. But really, the main reason to support us is because Andrew made a really poor financial decision
yes,
this month by getting two tattoos in a row. And we've got to dig him back out of that hole because I can't do these credits all the time.
He's going to lose the farm.
He's going to lose the farm. He's going to lose the barn.
The banker already came. And the only reason he didn't foreclose right then is because Andrew and him went to high school and he felt sorry for him.
Yeah. And
they went to high school together.
He also said there's too many bees. And I
he said, work out this bee situation.
There's so many bees.
And we'll talk.
Let's help Andrew get rid of those bees. Please join us on Patreon. And if you can't join us on Patreon, you can't afford that right now, that's totally okay. Just support us by telling a friend about this podcast. That really makes a huge difference, too. So thanks,
Ron. That was so good. That was so fucking good.
You do such a great job. And one of the other perks, as you know, of being a Patreon subscriber is when it's your birthday, we give you a shout out for your birthday on the podcast.
I like the way you're saying that.
And
birthday?
Yeah, we've got some birthday shout outs.
I love it.
Yeah,
let's birthday just roll with shout it. Outs. Birthday shout
outs. Yeah. And we've got some birthday shout outs and quite a list. So we're going to have to keep this short. But Adam, you had a thought on how to give them their shout outs.
Sure. I think
right?
We just go with the theme of the episode. We are going to name the next tattoo that they're going to get.
Oh.
This will be, they've already thought of this. They've got it. It's their next tattoo. And we're just kind of predicting what that is for them. So why don't I turn that to you, Ben? You go on you do the first one.
I'll be Santa. I'll hand out the gifts from under the tree to each
That's
of us.
That's what Santa does. He sits there in everyone's living room all morning,
you
hands
never,
them
You
out.
Never did that. Somebody he didn't play Santa at the tree.
Place them and go back up the chimney to the next house. He hangs out.
No. It's playing Santa. Who's going to play? Anyway.
Your turn, first. Ben.
I love this Christmas riff in February. Keep going.
Yeah, we just want to give more
to edit
out, Ron.
Our riffs know no season, Ron. Our riffs know no season. Ben, big happy birthday to Brandon Lufty. January birthday, we missed it.
And we missed it, yeah. So I'm going first on this one.
So what's Brandon getting tatted?
He's getting a wizard with a scepter. And what's happening is out of the scepter, a blast of light is coming. And inside that light is the Mellow Yellow logo.
Oh,
and this
dude.
Was, yeah, a big Mellow Yellow drinker. And remember Mellow Yellow?
Of course.
God, I love that. It was like low rent Mountain Dew.
Well, Brandon's got the telltale skin of a Mellow Yellow drinker.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And he loves the stuff.
Jaundiced.
Yeah, it's could be his kidneys. But we don't know.
The droopy, like under the eyes, it droops so you can see a lot of red under the eyes. Very concerning the amount of red you can see under
those
eyes.
So, Brandon, we have a Mellow Yellow on us. I'll tell you that now.
That's a great one. Should we give it to Ron?
I'll do one.
Well, I'm the Santa under the tree.
Oh, sorry.
So, Ron, you're being handed a lovely human being. I know this person personally. Rebecca Fiore. Fiore.
Very good pronunciation.
Ron, okay. What is Rebecca getting? Riff with us.
Rebecca is going to get the outline of lungs, lungs. And inside the lungs, it's going to say Ron, because
Ron,
her favorite podcast, the producer of her favorite podcast, breathes fresh air into her daily life.
This guy's
through
mad.
The podcast.
Ron's gone mad with power.
He's gone mad with. You get one Ronnie tattoo, and then all of a sudden, you're fucking putting it on everybody.
Happy birthday, Rebecca!
Happy birthday, Rebecca! Adam, you're up, buddy. Adam Mueller, what do you got?
Adam Mueller, dear friend of mine, we went to high school together. Love Adam Mueller, so I know what this dude wants. And Adam is doing a pretty high concept one, kind of a Russian doll situation on the small of his back, tramp stamp territory, as
yes,
it's been known.
He's
got a dolphin, but the dolphin has a tramp stamp. And on the dolphin's tramp stamp, it's a white girl at brunch. She's drinking Bloody Mary. So Adam's got a dolphin with a tramp stamp of a white girl at brunch
on the small of his back. Fucking meta.
Yeah,
wowie,
dude.
Wow.
Yeah, Adam's deep like that. He's got layers.
I'd like to go next.
Yeah, I'll throw it your way. This is a supporter. Happy birthday, Ryan Turch. What's Ryan rocking?
He's getting an outline of the state of Wyoming, a very simplistic outline of the state of Wyoming. I don't believe Ryan has any connections to the state of Wyoming. We're not sure why he does it. And truthfully, not a flattering state to get an outline of a tattoo. No. I mean, it's just a box. But that's just the way
box
Ryan
full
works.
Of wind.
Yes. Ryan, that's exactly it.
Accurate.
Wyoming, the box full of wind.
The box full of wind.
But Ryan, enjoy your Wyoming tattoo. Someday we'd like to know why you're getting it. We hope you'll let us into your weird, enigmatic ways. But happy birthday, Ryan.
I like that one.
Yes. Ron, I guess we'll let you go again.
Yeah, let me go again.
Yeah. Podcast friend, organizer of the Swim with Olympians Challenge. We love him. You know him. Elliot Lang. What is Elliot going to get?
Okay, Elliot. So hear me out. Elliot's going to get an outline of a kidney.
What is this?
Right on top of his kidney. And inside the kidney, it's going to say Ron.
No. Okay.
Because the producer Ron. Of his favorite podcast filters out
Ron,
all the bullshit and just showers him with gold every 2 weeks.
I happen to know Elliot just had a new baby. Congrats, Elliot, but he's still going with Ron, not the name of his new baby.
I love what you did, and I don't think I caught it until now, that you filter out all the garbage and shower us with gold from the kidneys. I appreciate
you like
it.
That? You like that? Yeah. I had that ready to go.
Yeah. What time did you get to bed last night after writing that?
I was up late planning these.
Well, anyway, Elliot, you know we love you. You're near and dear to our heart. Thank you for supporting us. Happy birthday. Adam, why don't you take the last one.
Okay.
Since I can see you're gripping the wheel, your knuckles are white.
So ready.
Yeah. We've got Suzanne Burgard. What is Suzanne getting?
Suzanne's got Calvin, old school Calvin, pissing onto democracy. And,
wow.
And the piss stream says Dominion voting machines. And so she's
wow.
Yeah. And so she's coming from that side.
See, I didn't know about Suzanne being so political.
Yeah. And it's pretty concerning. She does a lot of her own research and she's come out
now
with
you've
that.
Got the drawing. I'm actually looking at the drawing here.
It's very complicated.
On Calvin here, I'm seeing an outline of his heart. Is that a Ron tattoo?
It is. Calvin has a Ron tattoo. But here's the thing. Some people think it's not even Calvin. They think it's a crisis actor. So we don't even know.
No, we don't even
what
know.
Suzanne's
on some next level shit. She's playing different. Well, anyway, happy birthday, Suzanne. Happy birthday, everyone. Thank you again to everybody that supports us. If you want your own birthday shout out, just join us. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves. Thank you again for all your support. As always, a big thanks to our producer, blown out back piece, Ron Doyle.
I have one of those.
Those lines are fuzzy. They're really expanded. And as always, thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording the live show. And the theme music is brought to you by the blasted Charlie Continental. Actually, I don't know that Chuck has any tattoos, but Charlie, we love you. The music's amazing. And now we're at that final part where we tease the next challenge.
I'll tell you what, Ben. I think for this next challenge, we're going to have to stretch ourselves beyond our comfort.
Yeah, it's a puppetry of the penis challenge. You know, I saw it years ago at the Oriental Theater. They're amazing. Is that what we're... I don't know. Just hear us out.
Maybe Andrew will be back, and if not, who gives a fuck? Ron, you've done a great job. Thank you for joining us for the credits.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
I don't ever want to have to do this again.
Should we let Ron get one? Should we let Ron close out the pod?
Do you want to do it, Ron? I rarely do this.
Well, this is not my favorite part of the episode because it means the episode's coming to an end. This is Ben's favorite part of the episode. Everybody, please... give a listen while... I fucked it up.
No, just keep it.
We're playing this unedited.
No, we're not keeping it. All right. Enough of this. Let's get out of here. Play us out, Charlie.
C-. Well done. C-. Not bad.